Well, there's been a steady stream of by-elections since the municipal polls of last November. And every once in a while, they come in a little flurry, a little cluster that gives us an idea of trends that are worth looking at. We're going to do that right now with elections analyst Wayne Sussman, who's published some very interesting thoughts on the Daily Maverick website. Wayne, welcome and thanks very much for giving us your time. Let's focus, first of all, on three wards in which the ANC won, but maybe didn't win by as much as they thought they could. I wanted to start in Mpumalanga because last time we spoke, they had a real setback in one of the wards in Nkomazi in Ward 4, which is a place actually very close to the previous election. They won, but with diminished numbers, the EFF growing their numbers quite substantially from before, having won that seat a couple of weeks back. Overall, if you look at the two Mpumalanga wards, what does it say about the ANC? Will they feel they're recovering or will they say they're just sliding but less quickly?
Thank you, John. It's great to be on your show. When we last spoke, it was a catastrophic result for the ANC to lose a ward in Nkomazi, which is the second it's the second strongest municipality for the ANC in Mpumalanga. So for it to lose a super safe seat to the EFF was alarm bells. So in this particular by-election in Nkomazi, which is a very rural part of Mpumalanga between the Eswatini and Mozambique border, which abuts the Kruger National Park, the ANC did hold. They swept all of the voting districts in the ward, but they did lose ground to the EFF. At the end of the day, if we saw a repeat of the previous result with the ANC losing a super safe seat to the EFF, it would have reinforced, would have said that this is becoming a trend, and that would have been deeply alarming for the ANC. But they held on to the ward, but they will be concerned of the road to 2024, that in super safe places like in Nkomazi, they might not be losing wards, but they are still losing ground to the EFF. The more interesting result is in Mkondo, which is around the town of Mkondo, formerly known as Piet Retief.
Right.
And this part of Mpumalanga where the by-election was borders KwaZulu-Natal, so very rural, lots of farms. So typically, the more rural the area in Mpumalanga, Limpopo, and the Eastern Cape, the better the chances are for the ANC. And here we saw the ANC lose substantial ground to the EFF and the independents, but ultimately hold that ward. And this is important because you spoke about a flurry of by-elections. Well, we're about to go into by-election overdrive. Next week we have 9 by-elections.
Okay.
And then on the 14th of December, we have 5 by-elections in Mkondo. So this was a foretaste of what might be coming in a place like Mkondo. So the ANC holds the ward, but the opposition vote gets split between the EFF and a variety of independent candidates. So at the end of the day, the ANC will be concerned, but it's not the alarm bells we saw a few weeks ago with that other by-election in Nkomazi.
Let's then deal with the DA holding a seat in Drakenstein in Paarl, but the Freedom Front Plus eating a sizable chunk of their lunch.
Correct. And let's just put this in context. Last week, the Freedom Front won a safe DA seat in the town of Bela Bela around the Warm Baths Hot Spring. That's where the ward is.
Yes.
Now, historically, this was conservative. This was a place where the Conservative Party in pre-1994 did well. Paarl is a place where the DA, this isn't a, so you understand the Freedom Front doing well in a place like Bela Bela causing a shock. The fact that the Freedom Front ran the DA very close, won the predominantly white Afrikaans voting district of the Noorderpaarl suburb, should be extremely concerning for the DA. The way the DA holds on to this ward is the farming area of Neverdrift, which is a predominantly coloured area.
Right.
So what we've seen in by-elections in the Western Cape in 2022 is that the DA is doing very well amongst coloured voters. But now we're seeing signs that what's happening in the north of the country, north of 702 land, in Bela Bela, is creeping towards a place like Paarl, where the DA shouldn't be at risk of the Freedom Front. So this is a very, even though the Freedom Front didn't win,
yes,
it's a very encouraging result for the Freedom Front.
Thanks so much, elections analyst Wayne Sussman. The DA got 49% of the vote in that Paarl ward, 80% last time round, less than a year ago. Freedom Front up from 13% to 41%. Election trends, yep, 2024 is far away, but not that far. We're going to keep tracking this.